the county enjoyed about a $24 million budget surplus in calendar year 2012. What the county has been able to do is put aside a significant chunk of that surplus in a debt service reserve fund, which can then be used to offset debt service costs in future budgets. But the county still has a structural problem.
Remind us again, what is it that a county, or any municipality for that matter, would incur debt over?
The county borrows annually to pay for capital improvements and repairs at its buildings, structures, roadways, and it's a common practice for governments to issue bonds. The county does so over a 15-year basis to pay for those capital improvements.
So what is it that has happened to move the county from such dire predictions, financially speaking, to a much improved outlook?
Number one, without question, is the dramatic change in the trajectory of healthcare spending that the county has seen in the past 2-3 years. That has resulted from some difficult decisions that county policymakers have made in terms of the healthcare benefits structure and the healthcare benefits plan that they're going to offer to their employees and retirees. Some of those changes were unquestionably aided by Wisconsin Act 10 and their ability to unilaterally implement such changes without having to negotiate them through collective bargaining. Another factor has been the county has been able to get growth in its pension costs under control. That has resulted both from strong investment returns, but also the fact that county employees are now being required to pay into the pension fund for the pension benefits that they are accruing.
What then are the biggest challenges, apart from the positive effects that you've alluded to regarding Act 10? For instance, revenues, where is that coming from for the county? And how might the future look in terms of state aid, and what stability is there in state aid into the future for Milwaukee County?
Well, Bob, I think you've just touched on one of the primary challenges. I mean, the definition of a structural budget deficit is when an entity's expenditure needs, particularly with regard to its fixed costs, are exceeding the capacity of its revenue streams to grow at a pace that will meet those needs. And that's been a fundamental problem for Milwaukee County in that it is so highly dependent on revenue from the state of Wisconsin and from the federal government, for that matter. And those revenue streams have been stagnant, and in the case of state revenue, have actually declined. So that's an ongoing problem, and I think it's very important to temper the enthusiasm and optimism, which is legitimate, by the realization that there still is a structural deficit. A $15 or $16 million hole heading into 2014, unquestionably, that's a heck of a lot better than the typical $40, $50, or $60 million hole that the county has experienced. But it's a structural hole nonetheless. And frankly, it gets more difficult to fill because the county has already done so much cutting.